Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you. Good morning to everyone. And we enter with this celebration the wonderful gift of the second Sunday of Advent, making our way through this season of preparation to prepare the way of the Lord and make straight the path that leads into our lives, into our hearts. We welcome those of you joining us here in the cathedral that are visiting. Welcome to your home away from home. Thank you for the gift of your presence, and realize that you are always indeed in our hearts and prayers. And for all of you joining us via television, radio, internet, to all of you, thank you for letting us come into your homes and to be with you this second Sunday of Advent. Please be assured that we pray for you, and we pray that the Lord will fill your home, your surroundings, with what is his love, his peace, his hope, his faith, and his joy. We ask the Lord, especially in a special way, to watch all over all of you who are sick this day, that he comfort you in your suffering and realize that we lift you up in our prayers. My dear family, we are approaching the conclusion of the year of St. Joseph, this 8th of December. Let us, through his intercession and the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary, enter this celebration. And in doing so, let us ask the Lord to forgive us our sins as we begin this celebration, as we say, I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. And therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty and merciful God, may no earthly undertaking hinder those who set out in haste to meet your Son, but may our learning of heavenly wisdom gain us admittance into his company, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Baruch. Jerusalem, take off your robe of mourning and misery. Put on the splendor of glory from God forever. Wrapped in the cloak of justice from God, bear on your head the mitre that displays the glory of the eternal name. For God will show all the earth your splendor, and you will be named by God forever. The peace of justice, the glory of God's worship. Up, Jerusalem, stand upon the heights. Look to the east and see your children gathered from the east and the west at the word of the Holy One, rejoicing that they are remembered by God. led away on foot by their enemies. They left you, but God will bring them back to you, borne aloft in glory as on royal thrones. For God has commanded that every lofty mountain be made low, and that the age-old depths and gorges be filled to level ground, that Israel may advance secure in the glory of God, the forest and every fragrant kind of tree have overshadowed Israel at God's command. For God is leading Israel in joy with the light of his glory, with his mercy and justice for company. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, I pray always with joy in my every prayer for all of you, because of your partnership for the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work in you will continue to complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. God is my witness. How I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus, and this is my prayer, that your love may increase ever more and more in knowledge and in every kind of perception, to discern what is of value, so that you may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of God. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias was tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. John went throughout the whole region of the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding road shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
A reminder, my dear family, that Wednesday, December the 8th, is the holy day of obligation of the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. So please, if you haven't done so, mark your calendars to go to Mass. Tuesday, the vigil will be here, that's in the bulletin, and then the day Masses are also in the bulletin. But also to those of you at home, make every effort to go to Mass on Wednesday, if you, of course, cannot, then join one of the local parishes or join us for the live stream on Wednesday at noon. But I want to emphasize it now so that we begin to prepare for that wonderful celebration, because with it we will conclude the year of St. Joseph. You know, the year of St. Joseph has been bombarded by other particular themes that the Holy Father and others have incorporated into the year. It's no surprise that St. Joseph doesn't ask for the spotlight, one could say. It's an example of his simple way of living, to step away from what he thought was of great value to him, so that he can come to realize what truly is valuable. It is that beautiful gift that St. Paul shares with you and with me. This is my prayer, that your love may increase ever more and more in knowledge and every kind of perception to discern what is of value. And I think it's very important in this Advent season that we stop to ask ourselves, what is valuable to me? You know, we often hear, don't let things be valuable to you. Well, true, don't let things be valuable to you, because all of that becomes someone else's. So it loses its value when it comes to you, for it no longer is yours. We have heard it very often. You know, you can't take it with you to the grave, although some try. So why focus so much on that? What is of value? Look at the life of Joseph. He had it all. And he didn't let that stand in his way of still fulfilling God's mission to take Mary as his wife, to accept Jesus as his son. For there he found his true value in the Holy Family. Because he was able to realize the gift of this prayer, that the love may increase in him more and more in knowledge of what love entails. And in that knowledge, realize every kind of perception when it comes to that love. Because this will lead us to realize what the beginning of his letter refers to. To have the joy to pray for one another so that we may realize our partnership in this gospel of love, this gospel of the Jesus that is referred to in the Old Testament Baruch, the one who is announced, this is the one who's coming. This is the one who's coming. Prepare the way. And my dear family, to this day we must prepare the way for him to enter our hearts, so that our hearts don't grow old and tired. Your heart is never meant to grow old and tired of loving. And if you have become tired in heart, in loving, don't point at the ones that you think are responsible for you growing tired. You have to point at yourself. I have to point at myself. Because I have forgotten what my partnership is in the gospel. Realizing everything Jesus endured. And did he ever grow tired in heart? No. Did he become physically tired? Yes. But never in heart. For he knew there is where life stems from. There is where life continues to give of itself. It's not the outside. Of course the outside's going to get tired. Of course the outside's going to grow old. But what will stay young is what keeps the life going beyond this temple, this vessel that we see day in and day out. It is the love that's within, and your partnership in that love, which is why St. Paul says, so that you may discern what is of value, so that you may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ. Blameless. You are blameless when it comes to holding something against your neighbor. You are blameless in judging your neighbor. You are blameless of hating someone. Do we realize what the beauty of this value entails? We will if we realize the beauty of what the love entails and how Christ gave that love to you and to me to share it every moment of our earthly journey, because we know not the day nor the hour nor the minute that our journey will conclude. And at that moment right there, we must be blameless. We must be pure in heart. Because that, my dear family, is what it entails to be the Christian. You know, Christianity has received such a black eye in our society. Is it because of the outside? No. It's because of within. Put the blame where it belongs. Because the influences try to tear from us the beauty of who we are meant to be and how I pray we are. A walking vessel of love that knows no end to its giving. Because you have to remember, as Catholic Christians, we are always reminded by the Stations of the Cross that embrace us when we walk into this church or to any Catholic church. It embraces you to where no matter where you look, there it is, that love. There it is what it entails. There it is what it gives. And it must come from you, from me, as it came from Him. That's the beauty of this valuable love that this world can never take away from us unless we let it. But we won't when we realize our part in this wonderful partnership in the gospel to announce the coming of the Savior and to announce His presence this very day with you, in you, through you. He is made known. And we bring to fulfillment this voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord. Because by your very being, you announce that. You help your neighbor make straight the paths. And how St. Joseph has been praying for you and me throughout this year dedicated to him, who was simple and who surrendered himself. We started the year of St. Joseph last December 8th, which is why we concluded on December 8th. How have you grown in this love? How are you different? How am I different today? When it comes to seeing the beauty of the value of that love in you, in me, and the value of sharing that love. You know, yesterday there were two quinceañeras, and it's always great because you have all the young people, and we shared this gospel because it was the Mass for Advent. And I told the young people, do you realize what your partnership in the gospel is? Do you? It's to be good friends to your friends. In your youth, it's just to be good friends to your friends. That's your part of the gospel. That's making Jesus present. It's being the presence that encourages, the presence that lifts people up, the presence that reminds them that they're valuable. That's your part. What's our part that are much older? The exact same. To let the elderly know There's still a lot of value in your life. Don't listen to the secular world. To announce the value of life from the moment God blesses us to welcome life. And every stage in between, to be a friend to Jesus, that leads you to be a friend to your neighbor, that reminds him and her the beauty and the value of their life. As much as I hope and pray they remind you of the beauty and value of your life, so that everyone feels the beauty of this love and realizes the beauty of its value, that leads you and me, my dear friends, to realize we can't imagine not having you. And that goes very true when it comes to thinking of your own family. You can't imagine not having each other. So you do understand the value of this love, because you long to share it as Jesus longs to share it with you, and longs that we never fail to share it with each other. That's the value of time that is utilized in the sharing of the value of love. Praise be to God that you are a partner to the very one who is love. And praise be to God that you see the beautiful value of who you are.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear family, with great faith in our Father's love, let us ask he hear the needs we now present.
For the church, that we may gain the strength and resolve to fill in the empty valleys facing those who are poor and despairing, giving material assistance to those most in need, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those in authority, that they may make straight the winding roads that thwart our progress toward fairness and justice, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those in danger of being without heat or shelter during this time of the year when the weather grows colder, that they may have a warm place to call home, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us, that we may take to heart John the Baptist's call, repent our sins, and prepare for the coming of the Lord into the world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That God may extend his healing hand upon all those who suffer from illnesses in our community, especially those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus, and bless those who minister to them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Connie Cueva, Frank Garza Jr., Susana Molina, Rolando Role Gonzalez, and Antonio Perez, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And special intentions for Ms. Lydia Horta, and for all the prayers that we now hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Gracious and loving Father, all of this we do ask and seek through the intercession of Saint Joseph and our Blessed Mother Mary. In the name of Christ Jesus, who is Lord forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Be pleased, O Lord, with our humble prayers and offerings, and since we have no merits to plead our cause, come, we pray, to our rescue with the protection of your mercy through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, almighty and eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For he assumed at his first coming the lowliness of human flesh, and so fulfilled the design you formed long ago, and opened for us the way to eternal salvation, that when he comes again in glory and in majesty, and all is at last made manifest, we who watch for that day may inherit the great promise in which now we dare to hope. And so with angels and all the saints, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall. They may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim you and that, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Michael our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs of eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Together with faith and hope, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, power, and glory are yours now. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other the sign.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my room, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ keep me safe for eternal life. Let us pray. Replenished by the food of spiritual nourishment, we humbly beseech you, O Lord, that through our partaking in this mystery, you may teach us to judge wisely the things of earth and hold firm to the things of heaven. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Just a reminder, Wednesday is the holy day of obligation. Please make your efforts to be at Mass. Join us for the vigil here on Tuesday evening or throughout the day on Wednesday. And please, again, at home, do the same. And if you cannot, of course, physically make it to Mass, join us for the noon live stream.
Hello, I'm Father Peter Lisandro, rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy, and may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, a part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.